This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The budget proposal released by the White House on Tuesday includes a cut to crop insurance. The budget request to Congress calls for a 10-year, $18 billion cut to the federal crop insurance program. The request comes after Congress rejected a $3 billion cut to crop insurance late last year after initially approving the cuts as part of a budget deal at the time. House Agriculture Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas said the proposal would deal a severe blow to farmers and ranchers who already have suffered a 56% drop in net farm income. Senate Agriculture Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas echoed Conaway's statement, adding further that farm country is tired of overzealous regulations and persistent attacks on rural America. Roberts did say the budget proposals are essentially dead on arrival. The budget request also includes proposed meat inspection fees under the Food Safety and Modernization Act and a proposed increase in agriculture research funding. However, one of the biggest sticking points for opponents to the administration's budget request is the proposed $10 per barrel oil tax, which translates into 24 cents per gallon of gasoline. The president also proposed spending $8.3 billion for the EPA, a roughly $200 million increase over 2016. USDA expects another drop in net farm income for 2016. The USDA Economic Research Service on Tuesday predicted a 2.5% decline in net cash farm income, forecasted at $54.8 billion this year. That figure is more than 50% off the record high income level of $123.3 billion in 2013. Safety net programs are expected to deliver $13.9 billion in payments, up 31%, with most of the payments from the ag risk coverage and price loss coverage programs. Farm expenses are expected to fall just 1% to $376.5 billion this year, representing the first consecutive annual decline since 1986. The U.S. farm debt-to-equity ratio will rise for a fourth straight year, indicating a higher level of financial stress is building, according to USDA. However, USDA noted the debt-to-equity ratio remains low compared to historical levels. Yesterday afternoon, I attended a St. Louis Agribusiness Club meeting with RFD Radio Network's Rita Frazier. The club was celebrating its 35th anniversary as it was started in 1981 to provide a place to discuss important agricultural issues. 35 years later, the club has approximately 400 members, and while I was there, I had a chance to talk with Farm Credit Illinois CEO, Tom Tracy. We visit today with Tom Tracy, who is the CEO for Farm Credit Illinois. Tom, thanks for being with me here today. We are in St. Louis at an Ag Business Club meeting. Farm Credit was actually a founding member of this club.
Yeah, that's right. We're happy to be here today, Katie. We've been involved for the full 35 years, and we're happy to be a sponsor of the luncheon today to celebrate the 35th anniversary. You know, the club's done a lot of good work for our industry over the years. They've done some great consumer advocacy work here in St. Louis, and then, of course, bringing the farmer and agribusiness together, as well as bringing congressional staffers out on the farm, you know, just to learn more about agriculture's issues, have kind of that firsthand experience, a memorable experience that they can take back to their congressional representative to help represent agriculture. So those are all real positives that we've seen the club engage in over the years.
Sounds like a great opportunity for Farm Credit to be a founding member of this and to come to the meeting. Something else exciting for Farm Credit, you're actually celebrating your 100th anniversary. Tell us what exciting things you guys have planned over this year.
Yeah, well, we actually kind of already kicked off the celebrations. There's been quite a bit of effort within the system, and of course you're going to all be seeing more in line with our 100th year anniversary. And you know, back in 1916 with Woodrow Wilson signing the Farm Credit Act, all the way through to today, we've been passionate about serving agriculture. You know, we are a single industry entity. We're all about agriculture. It's a cooperative collection of institutions that serve our members well, we think. Our members tell us that we're doing a pretty good job for them. So there'll be a celebration in Washington, D.C. this June. Several of our members are going to go out to represent the cooperative, and I'm sure that there'll be a lot of festivities associated with that. And we hope to have our whole congressional delegation out as well. So.
Sounds like lots of great things to be celebrating. Anything that I haven't asked you either about Farm Credit or the Ag Business Club meeting that you'd like to share with us?
We're just really proud that we're a sponsor of today's event in cooperation with CoBank, one of the other Farm Credit System institutions, a great partner with us here in the Farm Credit System, partner to agriculture. The Farm Credit System, of course, both sides of the river here, helping the Tigers and the Illini get along, hopefully. We've got FCS Financial, Farm Credit Institution, serving much of Missouri, along with Progressive Farm Credit on the west side of the river, and then, of course, Farm Credit Illinois over here, and with First Farm Credit on the east side of the river.
Once again, Farm Credit Illinois CEO Tom Tracy. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.